Hello, Clint.
Hello, Paul. How are you, brother?
You what's happened? Yeah, I'm good, man.
How's things at home then? You've got 5 weeks, is it, till baby time?
Well, the thing is, what, cause I'm going on tour on the 29th
right.
till the 10th of June.
Wow.
So I'm just hoping that it doesn't happen then.
Amazing. Yeah, well, there's a good chance something might. There might be a bit of overlap there.
I don't know, mate. Right. But anyway, we'll see.
So here we are again, another Weller album and another baby of sorts, isn't it, Paul? This is it 40 years since you made your first record now?
40 years, yeah.
40 years, 25 albums in various incarnations.
Apparently so, mate.
Amazing, isn't it? And this is your 13th solo album. The reviews so far have been brilliant. I've not seen a bad review yet. That must be quite pleasing for you.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I've had a lot of very positive reaction to it, really. Just people I see on the street, on the tube, whatever it may be, which is always nice as well, you know, aside from reviews. But yeah, it's all been positive, man.
Yeah. Do you sit and read the reviews then when they come out? Do you gather them all up and sit down one day and go through them all?
If I come across a magazine with it, you know, someone says, have a look at this. You know, if they're good ones, I'll read them. If they're bad ones, we'll just leave them.
Yeah. Brush it to one side. Water off a duck's back and all that.
Yeah.
I like the quote that the NME said. The NME said this album is a textbook study in growing old gracefully. That's a brilliant line. Do you like that line?
I do like that line, yeah.
I think you're growing old more graceful than anybody in the rock and roll industry, personally.
Well, thank you, mate. Apart from yourself, obviously.
I don't do bad for
you
me.
Do
age,
try, mate.
I think it's just being around music and my family just keeps you young, doesn't it?
Yeah, man, definitely.
Like a lot of your albums over recent years, there's an amazing amount of diversity in what's going on here. You know, sonically, you've got your funk, you've got your jazz, garage, pop, R&B. But it's still, the word soul is what comes out to me. Like, above all else, it's just a very soulful album again.
It is, yeah. Hopefully, yeah. That's with kind of intention, really.
You've always been a big soul fan, haven't you? I think people forget that when they think about the Weller of, you know, the young Weller, the angry young man that was like, you know, one of the pioneers of the punk scene as people saw it. But then it was all about soul. You were big into your soul music, weren't you, even then?
Yeah, always, man, yeah. From Thomas, as long as I can remember, really. But I think it's, you know, the kind of sort of relationship and affinity that British people, English people have always had with Black American music, really, isn't it? And Jamaican music, you know, it's kind of a massive part of our culture, really.
Mm. And there's like a real working class bloodline through it all as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, definitely. You know, it goes way back to hearing, like, obviously, like Motown stuff when I was a kid on the radio. But then a bit later on, like late 60s, early 70s, going when I was a little skinhead, suede head, going to like a dance, and it was just pure soul and reggae, really.